Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been focusing our times together on the words of Jesus from the cross. And today we're going to look at that phrase. The King James version would have used the phrase, behold your son. And a conversation or words from Jesus specifically directed to his mother, to Mary, and to John. And we find that in John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. And it says, when Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home. As kind of a side note to the main topic, I always find it fascinating that John refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And sometimes we look at that and it's easy to think, well, who does he think he is? But the truth is that is an accurate statement. But any of the disciples could have said that and it been an accurate statement. But it seems that John really had a grasp on that fact that perhaps the others may have struggled with a little bit. And it was important to John to know that he was loved by Jesus. And it shows, as Jesus is on the cross and suffering such intense and unfathomable agony, he thinks and cares for his mother, for his disciples, for those that will soon find themselves without Jesus physically present in their life. And he turns to Mary and says, referring to John in context here, behold your son. And he turns to John and says, behold your mother. And in essence, he's making it clear that they're to care for one another. As I thought about that, I thought about God's instruction to every one of us. James says that pure religion is to care for the widows and orphans and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. We find throughout Scripture God's commands, his instructions, his example to care for those who are fatherless, to care for those who have no one left to care for them. We read in the book of Acts, and what's often described and looked at as the selection of the first deacons. While it may be the first collection of people set aside and set apart for this specific work of service, it's pretty obvious that God's people were serving in the church from its very beginning. Deacon is simply servant. But when we look at it from a position, we have these seven men that are selected because, well, some of the widows were being overlooked in the distribution of food, in having their needs met. And it was important to the early church, it was important to the apostles to make sure that these women were being cared for. Just as it was important to Jesus as he's hanging on the cross to make sure that Mary will be cared for. As I look at that, I think about the responsibility each of us has. First, to care for our family. Paul writes and gives instructions about caring for widows, and he talks about their family ought to be that first line of care. That if there are family members, that it ought to be their responsibility rather than placing the burden of care, the expense of care on the church. But he also talks about and recognizes there are those whose family is gone, whose only family is the church. And the responsibility that we have to look out for one another. And that is kind of an across-the-board statement. And Jesus wants us and calls for us to pay attention, to notice those who are lonely, to notice those who are hurting, who are suffering, who need encouragement, need family. And realizing if that's us, if that's you, if that's me, that we have a family. That Jesus has called us into his family, that as Christians we are children of God. Meaning we have brothers and sisters almost anywhere that we would go. The Bible says that God sets the lonely in families. And I believe he's talking specifically about his family. As we spend time praying today, I think the question that we ought to be asking God and the conversation that we need to have with God is, who am I missing? Who have you called me to care for today that I've not even thought about yet? How can I be that family member to those around me? We've talked already this week about the story of the Good Samaritan being told in response to a man's question, who is my neighbor? And after the story, the man says, I suppose the neighbor was the one who helped. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. And while we may sit back and think, well, who is my family? And Jesus, I think, would say, well, it's those that you care for, which ought to be anyone that you encounter. the family is those that care for one another, and I think he would say, then go do that. Are the people that you need to be a family to, that you've struggled with? Obviously, I think it's obvious we begin with our family. And we extend that, especially to those with no family, but also to those families who God has joined together within his body. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Out of your love, you have placed us in families. And some of us have families, biological families that are solid and strong and that care for one another. And I thank you that I've grown up in one of those and live in one of those. But I know there are many who don't have that. And yet even those you have placed in family, in your family, within the church body. And I pray that every one of us would be more observant to those who are a part of that family and yet feel isolated and alone, who don't feel the connections that the family ought to have. And God, I pray that we would be those people, those children of yours that look out for one another. And Father, that we would take that personal responsibility for our own family members rather than expecting someone else to do what you've called us to do. But for those that don't have those people in their life to help and to care and to love them and to listen to them, may we step in as brothers and sisters, as your children. And may we hear Jesus speaking from the cross, "Behold your son. Behold your mother." And may we grow together as a family as we recognize how you've placed us together in our loneliness and out of our loneliness, so that we would have a place of belonging. Father, I pray for your body as a whole and for your body as it meets in individual locations around the world, that these gatherings that we often call the church would be that place of family, that place of connectedness, that place of love and caring. But Father, it's not that we're setting back and expecting the church as an entity to be that, but we're involving ourselves in doing that. May we recognize that the church isn't a corporate entity as much as it is a body, a group and gathering of people. And that for the church to do the caring that it ought to do, it requires that each one of us, each person, does the caring that we ought to do. And so, Father, forgive us when we've seen someone in need and we've shirked our responsibility as thinking it's somebody else's problem. May we love people like you love us and like you love them. And may we grow together as a family. And may we notice those who need reminded that they have a mother, they have a son, they have someone to care. And as we care for people, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.